This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Oh, well, winter is upon us. Oh, my, oh, my. So far, it is a cold and wet winter. And at our home in the grassland near the banks of the Ojolote, I'm talking about overnight temperatures in the 20s, sometimes dipping into the teens. And the moisture, this wetness, comes in the form of rain, sleet, hail, and snow. And sometimes that snow comes sticky and wet, and other times it looks like styrofoam pellets. But really, where I live, we only have one name for it, and we call it snow. And when it starts to melt, it becomes slush. How could I forget slush? So we get rain, sleet, hail, snow, and slush. And what a great word, slush. Did you get some slush? Oh, yes, I got some. I got some great slush. Slush comes in all different colors, none of them in the rainbow. Well, if you mixed all the colors of the rainbow, or if you went to your Crayola crayon box, you'd look under browns, grays, blacks for the color of slush. Okay, it's cold and wet. It's winter. And there are many, many gray days, and I'm only good for a few gray days before gray day depression sets in. Give me some sunshine here, I shout, leaning into a blustery wind on a gray day. You know what? There's light, glorious light at the end of the day. Afternoons are longer. I'm almost giddy with excitement. I mean, I don't know what to do with the extra light. Even our chickens seem excited, and we recently got 2 eggs in a few weeks. Who knows? We could have an omelet. You go, girls, I say to our hens while feeding them in wonderful afternoon light. Mule deer have appeared around us. I mean, I haven't seen a group of muleys like this in years. I mean, they've always been around us, a few of them. And I see muley herds a few miles away, but now a small group is back near us. And they are beautiful large deer, aren't they? And it's the muley rut, so a dominant male hangs with a group of does. Mule deer, by the way, love the yard landscapes of rural folks, and they are the arborists from hell, pruning trees up as high as they can reach. And I'm speaking from a very recent experience, okay? Driving out our driveway, I muttered, "What?" when I noticed a severe pruning of some junipers. It was horticultural carnage, and to think I was excited to see muleys return locally. Hey, it's a season of naked branches, deciduous shrubs and trees stand leafless, exposing themselves, and bird nests, all sorts of nests in many shapes and sizes and made of all sorts of materials. Some nests are low enough for me to observe and to peer into, and in a wintry orchard, I peered into a nest in a peach tree, and in a nest were a few peach pits. Some of them gnawed on to get into the inside of that pit for that little seed. Yummy, right? A deer mouse gathered those peach pits and brought them up to the nest, a Paramiscus leucopus, probably. Deer mice are also called white-footed mice. They have white feet and a white tummy, too, contrasting, the rest of their body is reddish brown fur, somewhere red cinnamon-colored fur. The genus Paramiscus is from Greek, meaning booted mouse, referring to those little white feet. Cool white boots, dude. Yeah, big ears. That's how they get the deer mouse name. Dark, big dark eyes. 7-inch long body. You're counting the 3-inch tail there. Those little white feet take them across the ground. They can swim, not making that up, or they can go up into trees where they will build their own nests or even remodel old bird nests. And I'm not kidding when I tell you, sometimes they'll add a roof to an existing bird nest. Very cool. Deer mice are omnivorous, eat seed and fruit and insects, yum. In my greenhouse, they like the seed of whatever I've planted, and I curse their big ears and little white feet. When I was reading about deer mice, I learned that there are many species of Paramiscus and subspecies too. And there appears to be a species for every habitat in the borderlands, you know. And the separation taxonomically of these species and subspecies, it must be so tricky, as they all look pretty much the same. But I'm going to take a chance saying maybe I was looking at Paramiscus leucopus work in that nest, a species whose range is all of eastern North America but dips into southeastern Arizona, where they hang out on the ground and up into trees, big-eared, white-footed rascals reminding us, my friends, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.